This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. One time Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, he sought permission to enter the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and as he entered he noticed that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was laying on a very simple mat, not like what we have today, large thick mattresses, but a very simple mat. And he was lying on his side. And he said that he sat down and he drew up his lower garment. He basically lifted up a little bit of his garment But there was nothing else. He didn't have all these fancy clothes on him. That's the meaning of it. And the mat that the Prophet ﷺ was sleeping on had left visible marks on the Prophet ﷺ's body. He said, I looked over at the closet of the Prophet ﷺ, and I saw that there was a tiny bit of barley. And I also saw in another corner of his room a small pile of leaves. And then I saw on the wall of the Prophet ﷺ's bedroom a leather bag hanging. And upon seeing this, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, he immediately started weeping. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, Yabn al-Khattab, ma yubkik, what is, O son of Khattab, yani Umar, what is it that makes you weep? So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Nabi Allah, wa mali la abki, wa hadha al-hasir qad athara fi jambik, wa hadhihi khizanatuka la ara fiha illa ma ara, wa dhaka qaisar wa kisra, fi thimari wal anhar. وأنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصفوته وهذه خزانتك فقال يا ابن الخطاب ألا ترضى أن تكون لنا الآخرة ولهم الدنيا قلت بلى. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked Umar, why are you weeping? So Umar said, Messenger of Allah, why should I not be weeping? Look at this mat and how it has left marks on the side of your body. Look at this closet, this cupboard of yours. I see whatever I see inside. Basically, there's nothing in there. And yet, Caesar of Rome, of the Byzantine, or perhaps in this context, the ruler of the Byzantine Empire, and Kisra of Persia, the emperor, the king of Persia, they are living amongst fruits and amongst flowing rivers. And yet you are the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are the chosen one. And this is what your closet and cupboard looks like. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, would you not be pleased? Are you not satisfied that we have the Akhirah and they have this world? So Umar ibn al-Khattab, he says, indeed, of course, brothers and sisters, this hadith gives us a snapshot, a glimpse into the room, into the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how basic and how frugal and how ascetic the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this concept that we see here in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is none other than az-zuhd, asceticism, of being frugal. It is the opposite of greed. What you see today, the immense corporate greed that is going on, as well as personal greed. People always seeing some little defect in their clothing and they want to throw it away. They have to have the latest phone. They have to have the latest model. Knowing the labor that goes in it, the cobalt mines that are in the Congo, and how toxic it is for the people in the Republic of Congo. And we're not saying it's haram to buy a new phone. We are saying, compare the contentment of the Prophet ﷺ and compare it to the capitalistic greed that we live in? And how do we measure up? Brothers and sisters, some people think that az-zuhd, asceticism, is about making haram what Allah has made halal. And that is incorrect. So they think that the person who is a zahid should be wearing ugly clothes, tattered clothes, rough clothes, that perhaps they should live a life of suffering and penury and to be walking on their bare feet. And if that was the true meaning of az-zuhd, if that was the meaning of asceticism, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have worn nice clothing. He would have worn ugly clothing, wal'iyadhu billah. He would have gone barefoot. But yet, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us? Inna Allah jamilun yuhibbul jamal. Verily Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. And Allah tells us in the Quran, Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O sons of Adam, wear your finest of clothing when you go to the houses of Allah. But the true meaning of asceticism, brothers and sisters, is to not become attached to this world. And Hasan al-Basri, one of the great scholars of Islam, he defined az-zuhd in possibly the best definition you can come across. He said, az-zuhd an takuna ad-dunya fi yadik wa an la takuna fi qalbik. Asceticism is that you have wealth in your hand, but it is not in your heart. So you take whatever Allah has given you, you work hard, you strive hard. It is at what? At arm's length. So the money that Allah has given you, you work with it. You don't shun it like you see in the Eastern religions where the ascetic, the sadhu, for example, the monk has shaved their heads and they've relied on begging people for food. Islam does not want that. Islam is saying, take what the blessings Allah has given you, work with it. Work with it. But don't let it come into your heart. Because when it comes into your heart, you will become attached to it. And when you become attached to it, many sins come forth afterwards. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmahullah, was one of the greatest scholars of Islam, born in the first century of the Hijri calendar. He was one of the greatest zuhad. He was an ascetic, but yet he was extremely wealthy. And so for some people, they might think, this is a contradiction, this is a scholar, this is a great scholar in Islam, he's an ascetic, he's a zahid, yet he is extremely wealthy. What kind of contradiction is that? So he said, no, there is no contradiction. Why? He said, because as a scholar, you do not want to become, as he described, the handkerchief of the rulers. Because what happens is, when you're on the dime of the ruler and the person in charge, they will use you like a napkin. And you become, your opinions will become indebted to what they give you. So he wanted financial independence. But how is he rich and also a zahid? Because that wealth, he didn't make his own value of, or his own sense of self-worth based on how much money he has. Brothers and sisters, Allah tells us in the Quran, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah says in the Quran, no. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you. In other words, By not knowing this, this is ignorance. So if you want to have true knowledge, know this life lesson that Allah is saying here. Know what? أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, that this world, what is the summary of it? لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. It is amusement and it is distraction. وَزِينَة, and pretty things, nice looking things. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, and for that one person will compare to another, who has more wealth, who has more power. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, comparing who is more wealthy, who has more wealth, and who has a larger family. Is like what? كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ, it's like a rain that comes and it rains on a piece of land, and all of a sudden this land turns green and they're benefiting from it, and they kind of forget that this will go away. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ مُصْفَرَّ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا, and then it dries up one day and it shrivels away and it turns into dust. And in the hereafter, there is either forgiveness and pleasure from Allah, and there could be punishment from Allah. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, and this world is nothing but an enjoyment of delusion. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. One of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ by the name of Dhahhak was one time sitting and he was eating. And in front of him he had some milk and he had some meat. And when the Prophet ﷺ said, what do you have in front of you? He wasn't saying because he cannot see. He wants to educate him and teach him something. So he said, Messenger of Allah, I have meat and I have milk in front of me. So the Prophet ﷺ said, and what is going to happen after you eat that? And out of respect of the Prophet ﷺ, Dhahhak didn't say it will turn into excrement. No, he said, it will turn into what you know it will turn into. So the Prophet ﷺ, he says, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a parable in which this world and its worth is like the food that goes in and passes through our body. In other words, it looks nice at the beginning, and all of this world will eventually turn into what you don't like. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, if this world was worth anything, even if it was worth the value of a mosquito wing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have allowed the disbelievers to even drink one sip of water from it. Why? Because this world is nothing compared to the next life. Brothers and sisters, we see we are now entering the 7th, 8th month of what is going on in the Holy Land, in Palestine, in Gaza. And our hearts are slowly having calluses over it. We see the videos on social media and we quickly scroll past because our hearts are so fragile. And you are not to be blamed for that. But in one of the videos I saw, this man, his entire house was destroyed. His entire business was demolished into dust. And so the person asked him, what are you going to do after this? He first said, Alhamdulillah. He said, all praise is due to Allah. And then he said, Inshallah, we will start over again. This is what it means to be a Zahid. That Allah gave you the tools, you use it for what is good, but your heart is not attached to it in a way where if Allah tests you and takes it away, that you scream and you shout and you moan and you are displeased with Allah's predestination and judgment. And therefore, brothers and sisters, it is time for us to rethink the way how we spend, the way how we consume, and the way how we interact with our wealth and with this dunya. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الشام وفي السودان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي الكبير واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولا ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة